I had to wait for it. I had to wait for it here at 4:35 on the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO, broadcasting from Frisco, Texas. Beautiful. Frisco, Texas, a second home now for many Bison football fans and indeed for the Bison football team itself. My trip today and tomorrow sponsored by La Quinta Inn & Suites. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta with locations in Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson. Sponsored by FM Water Systems, home of the Connecticut Water System, and sponsored by Stop & Go, your locally owned home of the best buns in town. Speaking of Frisco, Texas, I want to bring in somebody who is very pleased, as most folks in Frisco are, about NDSU being in the title game again Saturday against Towson. His name is Jim Gandy. He is the president of the Frisco Economic Development Corporation. Mr. Gandy, welcome to the Mike McFeely Show on KFGO in Fargo, North Dakota today. How are you?
Wonderful here in fabulous Frisco, Mike. Thanks for your call.
You bet. So how happy are the people in Frisco right now? Those who know the businesses, those who know the restaurants, those who know the bars, those who like economic activity. How happy are y'all right now in Frisco, Texas with 15,000 Bison fans making their way down here right now?
We are extremely happy. I mean, this is like, you know, it couldn't be any better in starting a new year here out in 2014, as it has been for the last 2 years, that basically the January 1 is Bison Week in Frisco.
I have a feeling we spend money down here, don't we, Jim? I have a feeling that a lot of people's wallets are open and thick when they get to Frisco.
Oh yeah, you can. You know, there's kind of just the city's just, you know, bulging with Bison fans down here, and money is exchanging hands, and it is a tremendous deal for Frisco, the game, and to have the Bison fans here. It's just incredible. We love it.
Has Frisco put a number on the economic activity that is brought when NDSU football fans come to town in January?
We have, and we've done some research on that and run some numbers. And, of course, the whole impact is greater than just Frisco, because every hotel room is full in Frisco, of which we have probably about 1,800 hotel rooms. So there's a lot of spillover benefit to our adjacent cities, which is, you know, great for the whole area. And we're estimating a projected economic impact from the game of around $6 million.
That's pretty good. I mean, that's not bad for an FCS football game that happens once a year and that's been here in Frisco for several years. I know it's not going to make or break this great town, which is, by the way, booming. My God, when I drove into Frisco again today for the first time since a year ago, there's a million things going on here, Jim. God, there's new restaurants. There's new businesses. There's new malls going up. It is incredible what's happening here. What the heck is going on with Frisco?
Yes, we are continuing to be one of the fastest growing cities in the United States. And our population now, as of this month, is 137,330 people. And that's up 300% from our population of 2000, which was 33,714.
Jeez. And, you know, it's funny, but When people think of Dallas, and when I try to explain to them that, you know, yeah, you fly into the Dallas airport, and yes, you're in the Dallas Metroplex, but really Frisco is really a brand new, growing, fast-growing suburb that still really has, in some ways, and I don't mean this in a bad way at all, it still has almost a rural feel to it because it's so new. You know what I mean? There's still,
yeah.
I saw horses when I was driving into Frisco today. Whereas I don't see horses in downtown Minneapolis or Chicago, you know?
Well, true. You know, as a city with about 72 square miles in land area, which would be, if a city was 100 square miles, it would be 10 miles by 10 miles. So we're about 72 square miles, and in that, we're about 50% of our land area is developed, meaning 50% of that 72 square miles is still raw land. And in our area, some ways similar to Fargo, it's mostly rural. It's agricultural. There's horses. There's cattle. And agribusinesses throughout our city still here today.
What's been the key to Frisco's growth? Is it just that the Dallas area is growing so quickly and this is the place to be, or can you put your finger on one thing, Jim?
It's really hard to say that in one thing, but, you know, I would say certainly location. You just can't overlook our ideal location. You know, we're directly north of downtown Dallas, about 25 miles. And historically, growth has primarily been north out of Dallas since Dallas was created. And over the decades, the growth has progressed northern. Most cities do grow to the north, just out of natural progression. And so location has been critical and has been in Frisco's favor since it was created in 1902.
Jim Gandy, the president of the Economic Development Corporation of Frisco, Texas, is our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. We're talking about all kinds of fun stuff happening in Frisco, Texas right now. And it's actually, as I mentioned to Jim earlier, it's been kind of fun to have been down here now for the third straight year because things have changed so rapidly. I mean, it's noticeable when you drive into Frisco now as to some of the businesses and things that have moved into town. Jim, what have been some of the bigger businesses, the bigger victories for Frisco's economic development in the past year?
Well, I appreciate you asking that. All your Bison fans may be interested in going to visit the iFly. iFly is an indoor skydiving business here located in Frisco, adjacent to the south side of Stonebriar Mall. It's basically a vertical wind tunnel that you can go over there and suit up, and you get inside this 16-foot diameter glass cylinder, and you basically can practice your skydiving skills inside this building.
Really?
That just opened last month.
Huh.
The month prior to that, we had a 25,000-square-foot indoor trampoline business open called Urban Air Trampoline Park. You go in the building, and it's just solid trampolines, and you can do all the jumping and trampolining in there you want.
That's two business ideas I'd never heard of before today. An indoor skydiving business and an indoor, you know, massive trampoline business. That's two new
right.
ones on me, Jim.
I mean, you can go in there and it's larger than a like a basketball court, but they have these solid trampolines in there, and they play dodgeball on this trampoline court. I mean, it's wild.
With North Dakota's economic success with the oil boom and agricultural boom in the last several years, Jim, and with the connections made with this football team coming down here, have Frisco and North Dakota tried to work together to get some economic development things going? Has Frisco been going to North Dakota saying, hey, you guys have some money, we have some places where we can make more money down in Texas?
We haven't. We've been up there, of course, many times visiting North Dakota for different reasons, but some of those have been business reasons and working to talk to businesses that are willing to interested in expanding, and not necessarily obviously leaving or relocating, but expanding here specifically in Frisco. And we're certainly open and have explored those opportunities. And with all that money you guys have got flowing up there, we're very open to that.
Well, you guys aren't doing too bad down here either by the looks of it. You must have some money in Texas too, because everything in Frisco is brand spanking new. It's like everything has just been built in the last couple of years. So it's really a clean new area. It's kind of neat to see.
Yeah. There's two more I wanted to mention. We have an indoor go-kart racing facility called Pole Position Raceway. This is about a 50,000-square-foot indoor facility that has electric Italian-made go-karts. You can go over there and sign up, and you can run these go-karts inside this indoor go-kart racing facility. Is a blast. Now, in the building, they go about 45 miles an hour, but outside they can do over 75 miles an hour.
Jeez.
It's crazy. Now, the one that just opened like 2 weeks ago that might be very of interest to your Bison fans, and that is we have a Frisco Gun Club. This is billed as the largest indoor shooting gun range in the United States. They have 40 shooting lanes that are the handgun range, and then they have four indoor lanes that are 100 yards long each.
Hmm. Wow. You and act like that, people are – oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say, with that, there's, of course, a big gun store there and all kinds of accessories. And then they also have a restaurant and a club there where you can, you know, have a drink and lunch or dinner with your sure. activities while you're there.
Sure. You act, yeah. Jim, like people are coming down to Frisco to have fun or something. You're touting all the fun stuff to do here. You act like people are making this into a long vacation weekend or something.
Well, this is Bison Week in Frisco, and yeah, they're all coming down to spend a week in Frisco. We're thrilled about it.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, Jim. Thank you very much for coming on today. We appreciate it. I've had a great time in Frisco the past couple of years that I've been here. I just got into town today, but I'm assuming I'm going to have some more fun tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, and early Sunday. So thank you very much, Jim, for being on with us, and thanks for coming to the Mike McFeely Show.
You're welcome, Mike. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Jim Gandy, he is the president of the Economic Development Corporation of Frisco, Texas.